Hey, welcome back to the Mark Mosey Show, and joining me right now here from the Daytona International Speedway, this guy does a great job, and you hear him all the time on my show, Chris Bergen. That's right, PD Sports Daily there in South Carolina. It's great seeing you again, buddy.
Same here, pal. I was joking with you before we got started. I know you've been down here in Florida too long.
Uh-huh.
When it's 85 degrees and you show up in a nice-looking long-sleeve button-down shirt and jeans. I mean, I'm sitting here in shorts and a T-shirt just sweating to death. But good to be down here. Always a lot of fun to come down and see you in particular.
Yeah, man. How excited are you for the new season of NASCAR?
Looking forward to it. I'm really curious to see how things are going to unfold. Obviously, going in, I think Kyle Busch is probably your favorite again. Mm. I know that's really going out on a limb, the reigning champion. But I think you've seen some movement within the teams, some younger guys starting to establish themselves. This is going to be the final year for Jimmy Johnson. What does he do in his final full year of racing in the sport? And I was joking earlier this week, would NASCAR actually, how would they handle if, let's assume for a moment, the 48 has a magical year and wins that eighth championship to break the tie with Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt Sr., and then Jimmy Johnson, after he wins in Phoenix, rides off into the sunset. Is that what NASCAR would really want, their all-time leading champion now stepping away from the sports? Or would Jimmy Johnson maybe reconsider and run one more full-time season next year, sort of as a going-away present to NASCAR fans? I don't know.
I'm sorry I have to ask this question. Do NASCAR fans even like Jimmy Johnson? I'm sorry I have to ask that.
No, Jimmy's somewhat of a polarizing figure, and he's different than a lot of the polarizing figures that you can think of in sports. Jimmy's a likable guy. Mm-hmm. The problem is he's like Duke basketball. The only reason people don't like Duke basketball is because they win, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with Jimmy Johnson. You can't find any other reason that you don't like the guy other than he went, or he used to, hasn't won in a while, but he used to just win all the time.
Duke basketball also has you want to punch us in the face as well. You
have that. There's no doubt.
You have that going on as
being
well.
Being up there in the Carolinas and in ACC country, obviously there's that love-hate relationship with Duke, and it's always funny talking about Duke basketball in particular. I've noticed something in my state back home in South Carolina that I think is probably unique to South Carolina. I call fans who pull for one team in football and then another college team in basketball, we have labeled them Carolukes, because normally what I have seen is it's South Carolina football fans that pull for Duke men's basketball. Same thing on the flip side. You get Clemson football fans who pull for North Carolina basketball. It's just the most amazing thing. I don't know if that's true down here in Florida, but it is an epidemic in South Carolina, and I've done my best over the years to try and eliminate it, but it just won't go away.
How many years have you been covering NASCAR now?
Oh, gosh. I came to Florence. This will be starting my 10th year at Sports Radio 100.1 The Fan, so all 10 years, because our station is about 15 minutes from Darlington Raceway, so obviously right in the heart of NASCAR country. I actually grew up 30 minutes from Charlotte, North Carolina, which outside of Daytona is the homebed of NASCAR. Was never a NASCAR fan. But when I moved to Florence, I realized, you know, I'm going to have a lot of listeners who are interested in NASCAR to a degree that I can't quite comprehend nor understand. So I've, over the years, developed the sense that I can ask the appropriate questions and not sound like an idiot.
Okay.
At least I think.
Here's a tough one then for you. What about the popularity of the sport? Because I think it keeps going down.
I think NASCAR's got a couple of issues with regards to that, and I don't know that it's unique to NASCAR. I think it's sports in general, the lack of interest. I think you're starting to see wane across the board, and I think part of the problem that NASCAR has, and there's no question that the interest is waning, you won't see it Sunday here. This will be a packed house, as it always is. The president is coming, obviously, for several reasons. One, this is his base, but also it's an election year for him. But there will be a lot of buzz around this race. But as you start moving forward, you're going to see a lot of empty seats. Fox and NBC will do their best to try and mask that when they're showing the races. But it's undeniable that there's a waning interest. I think the sport has two issues. One, the season's way too long. I mean, 10 months, we just got done. What, middle of November?
Oh, I know.
It just got finished. And the races are too long. I think you can have a Daytona 500. You can have a Coke 600. You can have a Southern 500 in Darlington. Those are sort of your marquee races. Leave them alone. But to me, there's no reason for any other race to be more than 350 miles. The beauty of the NFL is, you know, when you sit down at 1:05 to watch that first game on Sunday, it's going to be over by 4 o'clock. It even goes to overtime. It's over by 4:15. The NFL has figured out we've got such a short attention span as a sports-consuming public that let's get it on and off as quickly as we can and then make people want it again the next week. NASCAR doesn't do that because the season's too long, the races are too long.
You look at the XFL. It was very interesting the first weekend, but today you won't even know the XFL existed. That's what's so weird with the sports fan now. I'm guilty of this as well. I'm completely guilty. I could care less 3 days later about anything.
And I don't know that that's necessarily you. I think it's me too. Especially with spring football, I don't want it. I really don't. I love college football. I love high school football. I love the NFL because it starts in August, and by the Super Bowl in February is done, and then you've got 6 months to salivate and get your juices back flowing and get excited and take a break from the sport and wonder what your team's going to do come draft time. And then you can, okay, we took care of that quarterback issue. We took care of that backup linebacker issue. How's that going to affect the team when they start fall practice? But when you start throwing spring football in, and now we go from the Super Bowl all the way up to draft time with another spring league, there's no break. And it's going to do, I think, exactly what has hurt NASCAR this season. If you include the XFL as sort of the back end of the NFL season, if you will, I think it's going to hurt the popularity of the NFL, believe it or not, because I just think people are going to get sick and tired of football the way we've gotten sick and tired of the NBA, the NHL, and NASCAR.
I've been saying this all week. Wait till March Madness hits. No one's going to care about the XFL. I'm sorry to say that. Look, the XFL championship game is like 1 month into the baseball season. That's how crazy this is. You know what? And look, I hope it does succeed. I hope it does well. But my brain is like, okay, football's over. All right, what about baseball?
Yes.
What about NASCAR?
Mm-hmm.
What about NBA playoffs? That's how I do it as a fan. I'm sorry, man. That's how I am.
Well, and being as big a college basketball fan as I am, I don't want to see anything already give a reason to most casual fans, well, I'm not going to watch the regular season now, because the problem that you have with college basketball in particular, they made the tournament the be-all, end-all, so nobody watches the regular season. Now, if you're going to throw something else on their plate, another football option, I think it's just going to continue to hurt college basketball in a sport that actually doesn't need to be hurt anymore with its regular season, because its postseason is probably the, in terms of interest compared to the regular season, I don't know that there's a sport that we follow that the postseason is so much more important than the regular season.
It's a good point. We're agreeing too much here.
I love it.
This isn't good for radio. It's not. We need controversy. That's what we need.
Dude, it's 86 degrees. We need to be outside a little bit. We need to move the solar panel and just go hang out, you know, right around the garage.
That's what we need. So we'll just can the rest of the show, and then we'll go hang out.
Go work on tan.
That's what we'll do.
That's why I come down here, to work on my tan.
Have you ever driven the track?
I have not. I had a chance. I had a really unique opportunity at Darlington before the Bojangles Southern 500 this year. They had a media event with Bubba Wallace. And he came, and the media members could actually ride around the track with him at near speed. It was basically the Richard Petty driving experience with a full-fledged NASCAR driver. They put you in. You had the helmet, the Hans device, the whole nine yards. I sat in the passenger seat. And at Darlington, when they're racing, they get to about 175, I think is around average top speed, around a mile and a quarter track, which is pretty impressive around that place. Not anywhere close to what we'll see here on Sunday. You're talking 190 miles an hour probably around this 2.5 mile beautiful facility. But the G-forces, you can't explain to anybody unless they've experienced it what it is like to sit inside a NASCAR race car and drive it at their speed. And what was so funny is we're going down the backstretch at Darlington. Bubba's got one hand on the steering wheel. The other hand, his right hand, he's patting on his thigh. He's just having a good time. I'm scared half to death. I'm looking at him because I can barely turn my head to my left to see him. I'm thinking, dude, put your hands back on the wheel. Come on. Here comes the corner. Put your hands back on the wheel.
I think about how fast we're going. If we crash, we're dead. How much the car cost as well. We did like a Ferrari experience one.
Oh, nice.
Where they let you go like around the track in a figure eight. I went about 30 miles an hour.
I'd be petrified.
Oh, I know. And I was like, they're like, you can go faster.
No.
My insurance is high as it is. Okay? It doesn't need to be any higher. It really does.
And I'm sure Mark has told you folks listening that we don't get into radio for the money.
I do.
We get in it for the chicks, right? I mean, that's what we do.
I'm in it for everything. We got to get you into TV. That's what we need to do.
I see Mark on the television all the time.
I know. It's a great life we have her. All right. Well, let's get with Bubba Wallace. Let's make this happen. Can you make a phone call?
You know, he wouldn't even remember that I was in the car with him. I'll never forget it. It was so much fun. I mean, it really was one of those bucket list type things that you never – I was thinking, I'm going to be scared about this because I'm not a big fan of roller coasters and that type thing. I get a little queasy stomach.
But you'll go 190.
Exactly. This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I just willed myself. I'm going to do this because you get to a point – you know how peer pressure is. You've got some of your fellow media members. They're behind you. They're in front of you.
Yeah, you can't back
out of the line at that point in time. You know, it was climbing up to the high dive when you were 8 years old. All your friends were in the pool or behind you. You couldn't back down the ladder. I couldn't get away at that point.
We were with Chris Bergen is like, look, you know I-95. I'm going 80. I'm speeding. Mm-hmm. And people in minivans are honking at me. Okay? So 190.
Get out of the way.
I can only imagine 190. All right, let me ask you movies then. Ford versus Ferrari. Did you see it?
I have not seen it. And if you're going to go down this, I'll go ahead and stop you here. If you're going to go down this trek of movies, I'm just not a movie guy. As a matter of fact, and I'm embarrassed to say this because I grew up in the Star Wars genre. I haven't seen the newest and last Star Wars yet.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, but I've got to go see it. I've got to complete the... I was going to say the trilogy, but this would be the third trilogy I've got to complete.
Don't worry, there'll be more. Don't worry. It's... Ford vs. Ferrari is a good movie. It's not a great movie.
It's not.
You know what's the problem? Is it goes by what really happened. So it's not like Days of Thunder.
Sure.
It's not like that. We got to win at Daytona at the end here.
I'll ask you this, since you're on the movies thing. NASCAR on NBC, I think earlier this week on Twitter, they asked, favorite NASCAR movie is what? And they listed Days of Thunder, Talladega Nights, Stroker Ace. I think they had one or two in there sort of as your favorite. My guess is the general population was going to select Talladega Nights just because it's funny.
Do you like Talladega Nights?
I do. I really do. There's just something about Will Ferrell. It's kind of hard not to like the stuff he's in. And after he comes back on the track and he runs out of the car, believes he's on fire. That's one of the great scenes in movie history.
I just like the what do I do with my hands? That's one of my favorite parts of the movie because I've been there because you don't know what to do.
That in his prayers before dinner.
Oh, just the baby Jesus and like the thing where I want to be drunk with Leonard Skinner. Yes. You know, Jesus is playing in the band and
smoking hot wife, you know, all that kind of stuff.
You know what's funny? There's also some good Formula One type movies. If we're just going racing in general, NASCAR has some good ones, but there's one with Chris Hemsworth from a couple years ago that's pretty good with Formula One. I try to think off the top of my head other good ones, but Talladega Nights, Days of Thunder.
Racing, I think, in general, whether it be Formula One, Grand Prix, NASCAR, whatever, I think it's hard to translate onto a movie set because you can't simulate actual racing unless you actually steal footage from a television partner, and I just think that's the hardest thing they have to do. It's almost like doing a football movie where you try and simulate the tackles and that type of thing. It takes some talent to do it well.
When I close my eyes and think of Days of Thunder, I think of Mellow Yellow. When he's driving at the end. I close my eyes. Mellow Yellow. Which I don't even know if they sell anymore.
They do.
Oh, you just go see.
Well, see, you're talking to a consummate Mountain Dew expert. I've been drinking Mountain Dew since I was probably 6 years old. I'll be 50 in August. And so I've tried to tell people for years.
What's going to happen?
I will roll out gold. I'm pretty positive. It'll be gold liquid that comes from my pores.
But
there is no substitute. Mellow Yellow has tried for years. It's not even comparable to Mountain Dew. And I can't even begin to imagine how bad. I told my listeners when I saw the Super Bowl ad for Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, I told them how bad that was going to be. And there are a couple of things I do know. One thing is Mountain Dew, and I told them it's going to be terrible. I've actually had that confirmed by a friend of mine. It was confirmed. The worst thing ever.
From a source. That's what
you got. Sources close to the PD Sports Daily tell us that Mountain Dew Zero Sugar is terrible.
I want our listeners to know this. There are times I'll forget what your name is. Like, I know your name's Chris Bergen, but I'd be like, I got to contact Chris. So I start searching PD Sports Daily, and I'm like, that's not his real name. His name is Chris Bergen.
Hey, just don't call me late for dinner, my friend.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes, indeed.
So we're here in Florida. What's the game plan? We're going to be on the air today?
Yes, on the air today from 4 until 6. On the air again here tomorrow from 4 until 6. And then we'll start making our way back home on Saturday. We never stay for the race. it's always kind of been somewhat puzzling. And I've actually got Monday off. You know, it's a corporate holiday for us on for President's Day.
Well, the thing is, look, you're going to see the duels tonight.
Sure.
You're seeing everyone.
Yeah, and I'll watch some of the Truck Series race tomorrow, which is always entertaining here. I think it may be as good, you know, from an entertainment standpoint. And truck racing goes back to my point from earlier. It's a shorter race, and I think fans enjoy that.
What's funny with NASCAR drivers, they all drive pickup trucks off the off the track. I'm fascinated by this. Why? Why not drive another sports car?
I mean, they probably have them. They just don't bring them out in public.
Would you see what I do? I'd be like Bruce Wayne, where they're like, oh, man, that's a cool car. Wait till you see my other car. Yes, that's what I would do all day. All day, that's how I would act. I'm just messing with you, man. His name is Chris Berg, and he does a great job with PD Sports Daily, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern.
Correct.
How can they follow you on the Twitter?
It's PD, the letters, not the the words, PD. It's the letters, PD Sports Daily, and we're also online at thefanfm.com.
Do you like how I have SEC?
I noticed that. Brought your Vanderbilt SEC gold
as
well.
That's what I had to bring here today, right? And by the way, I'm getting mentally prepared for the next, like, 7 months to hype the Gators beating Georgia and Jacksonville. I hope you know that.
That'd be interesting. I think, you know, looking forward to football season quickly, I think Florida and Auburn may be the two teams to watch in the SEC next year.
Good. I don't want to see Bama again.
Well, and I think Bama's going to rebuilding, and Bama's a different animal altogether. I get that. They don't have, you know, 15 5-stars in the starting lineup. They only have 13.
I think
Auburn on the west side is the team to watch, because I don't think LSU is going to be able to repeat.
No.
With Joe Burrow gone. And I think Auburn's your team to watch on the west side, and I would not be surprised unless Georgia fixes their offense.
Uh-huh.
They've got to fix that offense. They've got a defense that can win a national championship for them. They can't score.
Let me tell you something. I saw Bama play Michigan on New Year's Day. They
beat
hammered.
Beat them to death, didn't they?
Beat their brains in. There was no Tua, and they had no problem.
Yeah.
They had no problem scoring. It was insane in person. See, I'll start getting seduced by how great they are in person. Nope, got to take a step back.
Remember what I told you right before Valentine's Day. Watch out for Auburn on the west side.
That's what he's going with. Chris, thank you so much for help, and enjoy your time here at Daytona.
I appreciate it, brother. Good to see you.